السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, sisters listening at the madrasa, those listening over receivers and this program, whoever is listening over the radio Ansar, we know that the Hujjaj will be returning. All of us, our hearts were with them when they were in Arafat, or when they were in Mina, Muzdalifa, or in Makkatul Mukarrama, or in Madinah Tayyibah, wherever they were. But those people who had their relatives, family members, friends, who had gone for Hajj, so then they too were following their movements, although we are sitting far away here. But through the SMSs that we get, through the letters that we get, telephone calls that we get, and the information that is provided by the radio stations and others, or the newspapers, then we seem to be following. The discussion is centered around those places, especially for those who had been for Hajj, those who had made Hajj in their lifetimes. So they cannot help but picturing where they had been, or the day that they had been in Arafat, was the day that they had been making Tawaf and Ziyarah, the day that they had been standing at the Rosa Mubarak. This is natural, it is something that is inherent. So we follow their movements, our hearts are with them. So just as they will now be leaving their hearts behind, if they were indeed true and sincere in their Hajj, and we have good opinion that inshallah everyone that went with a very good niyat, went with halal earnings, we must have good opinion. After that it is between them and Allah Ta'ala. But our opinion should be that inshallah everyone went with halal earnings, because if you go with haram earnings, then that Hajj is not accepted, those du'as are not accepted. The person would return from there sometimes worse than what he had gone, worse than what he was gone before he had went. So all these things can happen. So therefore our opinion is that inshallah the person went with good halal earnings. Then again it is our good opinion, or we must have a good opinion, that every haji, even if he was engaging in some kind of sin or vice or evil prior to his departure, then whilst he was there, he engaged himself in sincere tawbah, sincere repentance. He made up his mind that when I'm going to return to South Africa, or whichever country he had gone from, then I will not repeat those evil deeds of mine. That if I was not performing my salat, then now I will be in namaz, I will perform my salat 5 times a day, and for the men folk with jama'at as far as possible. If the person was not giving his zakat, not fasting, then he now makes up his niyat that I'm going to keep the qazas of those fasts that have been missed, qazas of those namazes that have been missed. I will pay the zakat that had been due. And then if it had been the rights of people that had been violated, the person had trampled upon the rights of people, then that person has made sincere tawbah and istighfar and du'as in Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, all the different places. In fact, from the 8th of Zulhijjah, when they were in Mina, long before that, the person made so much of istighfar, tawbah and du'a, that when he's going to return, then he's going to return to whomsoever, whatever is due also. That when he's going to return, then he's going to also return to whomsoever, whatever is due. If the person was guilty of taking somebody's property which did not belong to him, because the will was not Islamic, but the person grabbed that property. So now when he's going to return, he'll make sure that those sisters of his, those aunt and those people who were entitled to the shares, he will make sure that they get the shares, whatever they were entitled to. And we will hold a good opinion, and we should, that inshallah this person who had been guilty of taking interest from people, before he left from here, then when he's going to come back, then he will look at the list of people whom he loaned monies on interest. And then he is not going to just make tawbah and istighfar and sit down quietly. He is going to search for them and return to those people whatever interest he had charged. There are so many people who are giving loans on interest. One person he was giving loans on interest. So this brother who had borrowed from him, he went to him and told him that, as a Muslim, how can you be charging interest? It's not right. You should have given me a loan interest-free. So he said, who talks about interest-free these days? Who gives loans interest-free? In any case, he says, I don't think Allah Ta'ala will be upset with me on the day of Qiyamah or even punish me in this world. Because if you had to go to the bank in the first place, they wouldn't have given you a loan because of the condition of your business. And even if they gave you, they would have charged you 20%, 22%, 18%, whatever it is. And I'm only charging you 10%, 11%. So I did you a favor. And if you do somebody a favor, can Allah Ta'ala get angry? Na'udhu billahi min zalik. This is our way of thinking. So now this Haji Sahib will return. Now this is what we have the opinion that inshallah, this person will search for those people and return whatever interest he had charged. In the same way, if he had been abusive to his wife, to his children, to the family members, or to whomsoever, then he's going to ask them for forgiveness because he repented in Arafat. He shed tears of repentance there. Now if every haji has to return like that, that there's a complete reformation and change in his life, then we will have a revolution in our society. Therefore, I always say that not one dozen hajj or not 100 hajj, just the hajis of one hajj, if they have to return with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will be revolution in our society. Nevertheless, this program, we know, is the program of zikrullah. And this is all zikrullah, what we are discussing. To be conscious of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's presence, to be conscious of the day of judgment, to be conscious of the day of qiyamah, accountability before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Is that not zikrullah? But at the same time, we know that we make some tasbihat in this program. So I'm repeating something that I have repeated many, many times, and I will go on repeating because there are different listeners. That every majlis, every program has its own flavor, it has its own fragrance. And we must not expect the person in 1 hour to say everything about Islam. This is our misunderstanding. That whenever there is a program, they say, but he didn't say about Palestine. He did not speak about Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia and Sudan. Indeed, the Ummah is going through terrible difficulties and hardships. We all know about the blockade. And we know what kind of suffering our Palestinian brothers and many other parts of the world they are going through, because of the Zionist policies. But for everything, there is a different program. We select a certain thing, and then we expect that the person must only speak on those things. Every majlis, every program, every bayan, it must be that. If he didn't speak on that, then he hasn't spoken on deen. If a person is engaged in assistance and help to the poor and the needy and the destitute, And he is going out into the townships and other places where people are suffering, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. We are not told to only help Muslims. Non-Muslims also have a right over us. And especially when it comes to sickness, weakness, when it comes to poverty, when it comes to difficulties and hardships they experience, at such a time to help them and assist them is a reward, it's a sawab. To provide water in places where there's no water, even if there's no Muslim there, there's still a reward. So now the person who's engaged in that, then he will say that this is something that we should be talking about all the time. Not namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. Because that person, most of the time, he doesn't have that namaz, roza, zakat, hajj in his life. Then the person who is making namaz, roza, zakat, hajj very nicely and he's got some kind of a taluk with Allah Ta'ala through that. Now he will say, this is the most important thing and the only thing. You only talk about this, nothing else. Then there will be some people who will be engaged in writing. So they will say, this is the requirement of the time that you have to use the media. You have to write, you have to speak, you have to say something, use the media. So now those who are in the media world, they will say, that is the only thing. Reminds me, 2-3 years ago, a person said, Maulana, my father, he says, he's so much involved in making inputs into whatever programs that take place on this certain radio station, that in the month of Ramadan, he doesn't go for namaz, he doesn't even go for taraweeh. All the time, he's preparing what to say at night when this program will start. He's very busy. So therefore, he's engaged and he doesn't even make namaz. He himself, he doesn't even make namaz. But he gives solution to the problems of the ummah. He says, I'm getting frustrated, and when I have to speak to him, then he tells me, mind your own business. Who are you to tell me? Now, will that help in any way? So some of them will be like that. Of course, we don't say all. Others could be making namaz, fasting, doing other things too, but they will say that that is the only thing. There's nothing else. So that is like an eye specialist telling to the others that look at the number of cases that I'm seeing with people with the eye diseases, of people with eye diseases. Therefore, that is the only field that we should be going into. The person who is a heart specialist, he says, look at the number of cases of heart problems nowadays. Therefore, that's the only thing that we should be going into. All should become heart specialists. And then another person says, no, AIDS is the disease of the time. Therefore, there should be only research done on this. And as one person phoned and said, Maulana, every day, at least after the 5 namazes, you should speak 1 or 2 minutes on AIDS. So I said, now we must include that also in the tasbihat. Tasbihat after namazes. We understand it's a problem, but now you can't be talking about it every day and after the every namaz. Believe me, I'm telling you the truth. I'm in the masjid. He says, every day, it's such an important thing, such a disease it is. Look at the number of people dying. So therefore, every day, at least a few minutes after every namaz, we should be speaking on this epidemic. So nobody has denied this, that there is a need to talk about Palestine, to talk about AIDS, and to talk about drugs, and to talk about women abuse, and child abuse, and husband abuse, and all kinds of things. There are different things that we have to speak about, and alhamdulillah, when the occasion arises, we speak on the different subjects. But this majlis is a majlis of zikrullah, with limited time, so therefore we are going to confine ourselves to tasbihat and to praises and glory of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and some discussion of Madina Sharif, some Naat Sharif, Makkah Sharif, something, because now it is relevant, the Hujjaj will be returning. When Neil Armstrong reached the moon, at that time it was news around the world, because first time a person landed on the moon. It so happened that one alim at that time, who was doing some tafsir of the Quran Sharif, the ayat of the Quran Sharif that he was discussing was Aqimu Salah wa Atu Zakah. So being an ayat of Salat, in that tafsir on that night, he discussed the ayat of Salat, and then he went into a discussion of Salat. So one person came and told me, he says that, Maulana, these people have reached the moon. And here this Maulana is still making tafsir of namaz. Now he should have understood that he was doing a tafsir of the Quran Sharif, and that happened to be the ayat of that evening. Now must he stop everything and only talk about the Neil Armstrong going to the moon? So I told him, I said, well, Neil Armstrong went up to the moon and he came back. And he does not even a believer in Allah Ta'ala. However, this Muslim, if he has to make his salat in the manner Allah Ta'ala and his beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have shown us, and if he has that kind of concentration, devotion, khushu and khuzu in that salat, with sincerity he makes it, then that salat will take him not only to the moon, it will take him to the creator of the moon, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'mineen. So therefore there was nothing wrong. Yes, by the way, if he discussed it, there was nothing wrong with it to tell that what is so great in it. We believe that all these things can be reached. So this is what I mean by every program has its fragrance, that we are going to discuss a certain issue in that. Now tonight we are discussing this, that the akhlaq of the Haji Sahib, those who go there and return, as I have mentioned many, many times by now, that the maal of Madina Sharif, the wealth of Madina Sharif, or the goods of Madina Sharif, is not the gold, the silver, the radios, the television sets, and the hi-fis, and all the other things that we bring from there. That is permissible. If a person buys, it is permissible. We don't say it's haram to buy some gifts for some people, to buy from Makkah, Madina Sharif. It's permissible. But that is not the wealth of Madina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't tell the people must come for Hajj and only do some buying and take some gifts. What we were expected to do is bring the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives, the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His honesty, his truthfulness, his charity, his sincerity, his nobility, his kindness, his forgiveness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq. So these people, they will be leaving their hearts behind now in Madina Sharif and coming. Therefore we too, especially those who have been to Madina Sharif and have returned, or have been for Hajj and have returned, so then they know how the hearts pine for Madina Sharif again, how the heart's desire is to be there again. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. This is a beautiful Naat Sharif of Behzad Lakhnavi. Says, ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. Why did we return from Madina Sharif? ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے. Why did we ever return from Madina Sharif? قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. I've discussed this before also. قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. It seems as if we leave behind all our worries, our problems, everything of this world which was causing us some kind of agitation, irritation. Everything is left behind when we are in Madina Sharif. The hearts which are restless, which cannot seem to find sukoon anywhere. But when the person is in Madina Sharif, where the green dome is before him, where the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, even in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in Riyazul Jannah, or the place where the Ashab al-Suffa used to reside. Whichever place you go in there, you just enter Madina Sharif and as if some kind of sukoon overtakes the person. Comes under the shade of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen. It is a feeling that cannot be expressed in words. Only those people who have experienced it, they understand what I am saying. Provided again the person went with halal earnings and the person made some kind of preparation from here. Not only buying a ticket and getting visa and catching the first flight and arriving there, that's not preparation. Mental, spiritual preparation the person makes that, who way am I going? I'm not going to some tourist attraction. I'm not going to Sweden to see the mountains. I'm not going to Kashmir to see the gardens. I'm not going to America or China or some other country of the world. I'm going to Madina Sharif, where the khulasa of the kainat, jameelo mein ajmal, sharifo mein ashraf, kamilo mein akmal, nabiye akram, shafi'e azam, tajdare Madina, ahmad mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam resides. He says, hum madine se Allah kyun aa gaye, qalb-e hairan ki taski wahi reh gayi. The moment we return, in fact the moment we leave Madina Sharif, on the way to Jeddah, then straight away we feel the restlessness. We can feel that we are leaving a place of sukoon. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho. My Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, he says, sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e madina, sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e madina. Where are you searching for sukoon? We all want peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. Everybody is in search of that. But look at the restlessness people are experiencing. In the homes there's no happiness. There's nothing but corruption, immorality, fights, quarrels and arguments. Ask us who are dealing with cases. We want happiness, we want peace, we want sukoon, we want unity, we want tranquility. But we are searching for it in all the wrong places. Where it is not, we are searching for it. And we cannot find it. We don't want to give up our sins. That no, Maulana must never talk about that. How can I give up this porn sites on the internet? And how can I give up my drug habit? And how can I give up my adultery and fornication? That I cannot give up. It's very difficult, very difficult. But give me some kind of ta'weez where my whole life can be peaceful and happy. Give me some kind of dua that everything can work in my favor. So that will never happen. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e madina. Bring the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our lives. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, fulfillment of the rights of the parents, of the children. The children's rights are not only giving them some cell phone and good car. Give them proper Islamic education. Give them secular education also. There's no compartmentalization. But person must be a good Muslim. Then he can be an engineer, a doctor, a philosopher, a scientist. And we need all those people. But first he must be a good Muslim. A person was searching outside under the lamppost for a coin which he had lost. So he was searching in the bright light under the lamppost. So somebody asked him, what are you searching for? He said, I dropped one coin. One gold coin I dropped. So I'm searching for that. So where did you drop it? He said, inside my house. So if you dropped it inside your house, why are you searching outside here? He said, because bright outside here. Now will you ever find it? If he searches all his life too, you won't find it there. So if there's darkness in the house, go inside with a torch, put on some light, even take one matchstick, light one matchstick, then to little bit of light too, if you will take, you'll find it somewhere there. We have lost that sukoon, we are searching for it in the wrong places. We'll have to search for it where we lost it. قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی, دل وہیں رہ گیا, جاں وہیں رہ گئی. آئی لیفٹ مائی ہارٹ بہائنڈ ان مدینہ شریف, آئی لیفٹ مائی سول بہائنڈ ان مدینہ شریف. خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبھی رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی, دل وہیں رہ گیا, جاں وہیں رہ گئی, خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبھی رہ گئی. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر, وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر, وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر. یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا, ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی. جس یاد آتے ہیں وہ ہم کو وہ شام و سحر, دیٹ مارننگز آف مدینہ شریف, دا ایوننگز آف مدینہ شریف, دا نون آف مدینہ شریف, دا نمازز آف مدینہ شریف, دا اذان آف مدینہ شریف, دا امامت آف دا حرم شریف امام آف مدینہ شریف, دا صلاۃ اینڈ سلام میں دا روزہ مبارک آف نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام, سم ٹائمز ان دا مارننگ, سم ٹائمز ان دا آفٹر نون, سم ٹائمز ان دا ایوننگ, سم ٹائمز لیٹ ایٹ نائٹ. دا پرسن از پریزنٹنگ ہم سیلف and with great respect he is saying as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rasul allah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya habib allah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khair khalq allah. Yaad aate hain humko wo sham o sahar, wo sukoon e dil o jaan wo rooh o nazar. اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام, اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام, اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام, اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام, اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام, وہ صلاتِ سکون آفری رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. One is the درود and سلام that we read from here or wherever a person is, he reads the angels of Allah Ta'ala, they convey to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that درود and سلام which the person is reading right there, knowing fully well that Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, we believe in a hayat of a kind Allah Ta'ala knows. But he has said that when the person reads salam at my roza, then I respond to the salam, personally response. So that kayfiyat and that feeling is totally different.
Jis jaga sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی, جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر, وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی.
All those opportunities of making sajda in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of raising hands and making dua in the Riyazul Jannah, of going to the mountain of Uhud and looking at those beautiful mountains and saying that this is the mountain that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu, it's a mountain which loves us and we love this mountain. Therefore I was saying to some friends of mine on the top of Table Mountain, that it's a beautiful mountain, look at it, look at all the beautiful scenery, the beautiful view, enjoy this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, it's a qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, look at it, appreciate Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, see His greatness, look at the signs of His greatness in that. But don't let the beauty of these mountains of the world diminish the love of the mountain of Uhud in our hearts. Even though there's no vegetation on that mountain, but the noor that is on that mountain, where can the mountains of Sweden or South Africa or Kashmir or anywhere else, where can they have that noor that is in the mountain of Uhud? Which mountain can boast that the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, they stood on this mountain? Which mountain can boast that so many sahabas came and climbed onto us? Which mountain can boast that it is a mountain of Jannat, as said by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So let it not diminish the love of that mountain. Enjoy the scenery, enjoy the beauty. Jis jaga sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, jis jaga har qadam unki rahmat mili. Nothing but mercy, nothing but mercy. Padke nasrum min Allahi wa fathun qareeb. Hum rawan jab huwe suwe kuwe habib. Barkate rahmate saath chalne lagi. Bebasi zindagi ki yahi reh gayi. Even when the person is moving in the direction, rahmat of Allah is accompanying him. Everything else just remains behind. All the person's depression and worries and sorrow and gham and grief and pain, if the person has got sincere love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ishq of Allah ta'ala, then it's forgotten. The natural pain, the natural grief, even Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt when his son passed away, he teared. He fulfilled the rights of the son by tearing, but without saying anything that goes against the grain of tawheed. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed to us that there are rights of people. There is such a thing as natural grief, natural sorrow, natural pain that a person will have to endure. But that love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be such that the heart must find sukoon. Sukoon hai jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon hai jahan hai nizam-e-madina. And then he says, O azad akhtar, غمِ دو جہاں سے ہو آزاد اختر غمِ دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلامِ مدینہ. Normally when a person is a slave, then we say he is chained up, he is being punished, he is being whipped and he is suffering and is great difficulty and pain. So therefore a person wants to be azad and free. But he says, what is true freedom? True and real freedom is when the person will become the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That means the slave of the teachings of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he will become really azad. At present we are trying to be free, but we are not free. We are chained by our passions, our evil desires. Are we not chained by our evil passions and desires? The person who is a drug addict, is he free? The person who is in adultery, fornication, is he free? He is mentally tied up. He is in that problem that even shaitan doesn't go through that kind. That kind of problem he suffers. Restlessness, no sleep. The person all the time in some kind of ghabraat, fear, restlessness. He is not free. The person who has committed theft and fraud and corruption and everything else, is he free? All the time the fear that we could be caught. They may have done away with the scorpion, but they may come up with something else that stings even more than the scorpion. So we don't know. So ho azad akhtar ghamed wa jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e Madina. We will become the slave of Madina Sharif. That means the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As Lord Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that even if you tie me in 200 chains, I'll break every chain. The only chain that I wish to be tied with very, very strongly and firmly is the chain of the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore he says, when the fragrance of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat comes into my heart, then the languages or the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description to it. That is when we will come really free. Zindagani wahi kaash hoti basar.
کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر, زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر, بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر. اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی. اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی. زندگانی کاش وہیں ہوتی بسر. How I wish that the remaining days of my life had been spent in Madina Sharif. And we would not have returned from Madina Sharif. We would have been granted the permission to remain there. All my other desires, he says, Allah Ta'ala has fulfilled. There's only one desire that is left now. And that is the only desire that grips my heart. And that is to die in Madina Sharif and to be buried in Baqi. He says, that's the only desire. And that is our desire also. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with that. And even if it is not destined there, but we should have that desire. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat.
اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا, عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. او اللہ, there is no one more sinful than myself on the surface of the earth. We should think of ourselves as the most sinful ones. Which sin is there that we have not committed? Look at our childhood days, look at our youthful days, look at the days of our schools and colleges and universities. And look at our lives in our business houses and other places. And when we were on tours and visiting, and when we were in hotels, and when we were in
places where we thought no one was watching. What were our actions? So therefore he says, "Oh Allah, I am the worst. Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga."
Shughla mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho, Allah, Allah. Lete baithe, chalte phirte, aat pehar ho, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے مولا اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Rabbana, Zalamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna, Lanakunanna Minal Khasireen. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most kind Allah. Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are indeed ashamed of the sins that we have been committing day and night. We have been disobeying you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam day and night. My beloved Allah, we use your bounties, your gifts, the gift of the eyes, the gift of the ears, the gift of sight, hearing, speech, our heart, our mind, our hands, our feet, my beloved Allah, our wealth, our homes, our cars, all these bounties and ni'mats of yours, so much of it we use for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, he would have seized us, he would have destroyed us. My beloved Allah, he would have sent the tsunamis against us, he would have shaken the ground beneath our feet, for we are persistent in our sins. But yet how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how compassionate you are, how generous and kind you are, how tolerant you are. You go on giving to us your bounties and your ni'mats in spite of all our disobedience. Ha, mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can beg? My beloved Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights, sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day, to make qaza of the namazes that we have missed, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our family members and the society, both Muslims and non-Muslims. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to return to whomsoever whatever is due. Make us of the pious ones and the righteous ones, my beloved Allah. Give us the tawfiq to make shukr over your ni'mats and your bounties. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam throughout the world, they are going through a great amount of difficulties, pain and problem. Mankind around the globe is experiencing great amount of pain and suffering, my beloved Allah. Some way it's AIDS, some way it's famine, some way it's drought, some way it is wars and battles. Innocent lives are being lost, my beloved Allah. The whole of mankind is going through nothing but difficulties, problems and hardships. We know, my beloved Allah, that the major cause of all these problems is our own actions and deeds. But forgive us, my beloved Allah. Forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless mankind with hidayat and with guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Remove their pain and suffering and sorrow and grief, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, sabhi. If you are not ours, our children will not be ours. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakah. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. We are therefore turning towards you, expressing our regret and remorse, my Allah, at our sins and our weaknesses and our shortcomings. You dearly love forgiveness, my Allah. Your mercy has got no limits. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean or the grains of sand on earth or the leaves of the trees of the world, my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. Hamare haal par ab to raham farma. Have mercy upon us, my Allah. Open the floodgates of your mercy and forgiveness for us. How long are we going to continue in the path of sins? How long are we going to remain on the surface of the earth disobeying you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long will we remain in adultery and fornication and drugs and drink and wine and women? My beloved Allah, the angel of death is sure to visit us. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. How can then we be in wrong places? Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or cinema or theater or gambling den or adultery or fornication or watching some filth on the porn sites of the internet or watching some dirty pictures on the television screen or reading some filthy magazine. My beloved Allah, don't let us depart from this world in a state that we have got, namazes that we haven't made, we have fasts that we haven't made qaza. Clean and purify our hearts. Purify our hearts of malice and greed and pride and arrogance, of envy and jealousy. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya siddiqeen. My beloved Allah, give us the hearts that you give to your friends and your wadis. Clean and purify our hearts of all the evil that has embedded itself. My beloved Allah, bless us with rizq which is halal, sustenance which is halal, livelihood which is halal. Bless us with plentiful of barakat in our halal livelihood. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left us in one body and soul. We have fragmented, divided. Oh my beloved Allah, such division and disunity in the ummah. How grieved and hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must be. Forgive each and every one of us, my beloved Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah. My beloved Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا میرے اللہ we know we are not worthy of what we are asking but what is it that we are worthy of we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of ihsan Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. There are many in hospitals who have undergone operations, will be undergoing operations. There are many people who are suffering from different kinds of diseases, sicknesses. We know that sometimes these diseases, sicknesses and ill health can be a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. My beloved Allah, even if it is in the form of mercy, change it to the mercy of good health. But we are of the sinful ones, O Allah. Forgive us and bless us with good health. Physical health and spiritual health. My beloved Allah, those who are in clinics, hospitals, homes, give them complete shifa. Those amongst us also who are suffering from different kinds of ailments and sicknesses, give them complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, they have got no employment, no job. Ya Allah, bless them with halal rizq and in abundance and remove their difficulties. My beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in poverty, give them halal wealth. Those who have gone for hajj, make their hajj maqbool and mabroor. Let them return from there with a maqbool and a mabroor hajj, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, accept the du'as that they made in Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat and all other places. Accept the tawaf and the ziyarats. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children pious and righteous. save them and protect them from the fitnas that are lashing from all sides, my beloved Allah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Protect them from the vice dens of the world. Our students who have written examinations, give them complete success in their examinations. Make them assets to our community. My beloved Allah, protect them from the fitnas at the universities, colleges and schools. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he cried for us. How much sacrifices he made for us. He was stoned in Taif. He was stoned in Uhud. How much of his blood oozed for the sake of the Ummah. How much of hunger and starvation. How much of persecution and torture he endured for the sake of the Ummah. When he is informed that Ummah is in vice dens, in cinemas, discos, theatres, drugs and all other vices, how much of hurt and grief it must be causing to him. My beloved Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially the du'as that he made in Hajjatul Wida. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr-e-Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Rukn-e-Yamani ko chu karke jo manga tha. Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha. Ul-tazam se chimat karke jo manga tha. Maqam-e-Ibrahim ke piche namazen padh kar jo manga tha. And the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, in Mina, Muzdalifa, in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa, and all other places, especially in Arafat, from Zuhr till Maghrib, that Masoom, sinless Nabi extends his Mubarak hands, sheds his tears. My beloved Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for. You are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of all the listeners tonight. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good aspirations and tamanna. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the test, the trial, the sicknesses, the diseases of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain, their difficulties with your fazl and kindness. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place in whichever angle, in whichever way it is taking place, long as it is within the parameters of Sharia. Whichever branch of deen it may be, Ya Allah, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia, accept those works of deen. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع القريب وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله